Well, I'm sure, like our team and myself, you guys are happy that the Minnesota Vikings got a win at home on a Thursday night. It's a lot more fun when you get wins in our league, and they are hard to come by. And so proud of our football team, the way they prepared and fought tonight. There were many a times during the course of that game when they could have said, oh, no, here we go again, and they didn't. I mean, they just kept battling and believing that we were going to get a win, and they were determined to make it happen. So extremely proud of every guy that dresses for us and prepares the way that they do. So just very thankful for each one of them. Those guys were talking to me about Jeremiah 29:11. They kept referencing that from a week ago, and so I got to go check that out. You probably saw Christian. I'm sure you saw Christian leave the field with a dislocated shoulder, his left shoulder. I don't know how it'll impact. Our next game, we'll learn more about it in days to come. We've got a few days before our next game, so hopefully it won't keep him out, but we'll see. The fact that this is non-throwing shoulder, that might be a plus, but time will tell. Other than that, we came out of the game pretty healthy and a good frame of mind. They go into this mini-bye with a win, which is great for our team.
What happened to Kevin Williams?
Jim, I just found out from Bob that first two sack game since 2009. That went right over my head. I would have never guessed that. I know he was very focused throughout the week, really disappointed in the way we fell short a week ago and determined to come back and help our team get a win. But he's always like that. But you could see he was on edge throughout the week and even before the game. I hope that's the founder youth he's found, and we're going to see it the rest of the season because we definitely need an inside pass rush, and, we've been lacking that. So we need that in a big way in order for us to do what we want to be able to do on defense, where we rely so much on our front four being able to rush the passer without having to pressure all the time. Yes, they're going to do some more tests just to determine the extent of the shoulder. But, yeah, there will be more tests.
What did you do to the team completely turned around in the second half? Did you have a great pep talk at halftime or what?
Well, our coaches, really got after the guys about their performance. Alan Williams was really on the defense about tackling and doing what we got to do on third down to rush the passer. He was really very, very matter of fact about things that needed to change. And, we made a few adjustments to some things that we were doing in the first half, and our guys responded. And we needed it. We were not playing, good football in that first half. And to see the change in the third downs and to limit the points in the second half, that was huge.
What do you see from Christian? You're down 27-14, just as the new year, the way you kind of ran the offense there at that point.
I think Christian is really growing. He's becoming more confident, more in command. He's growing as a leader. But just the fact that he never got shaken, even after that interception. It wasn't I'm sure he'll tell you this, it wasn't the right decision to throw that football where he threw it. That did not cause him to go in the tank and have self-doubt. He came back and he played some of his best football. So he's growing and maturing as a quarterback.
What does that run say, talk about leadership, credibility as a leader? He gets hurt, obviously, but what does that do for a guy's leadership in the locker room when the quarterback does what he did?
His performance? The sacrifice that he's made when he runs and makes plays with his legs, it only increases his credibility with his teammates. He's making plays, getting third down conversions sometimes with his feet. So sacrificing his body. When the guys see the tape, most of them couldn't see it because it's on the far side, but when they see that tape and see that he extended his body the way he did, it's going to increase their appreciation for who he is as a person and what he means to our team as a quarterback.
What's going through your mind as he's sitting there? He's got in a game that he's kind of taking a hold of, and then he goes out and you see him walking off in. What's going through your mind?
Well, next man up. You're disappointed for Christian, but we still got a game to play. We got to finish this game. We got to win this game. We think we have a capable backup in Matt, who was our second quarterback for this ball game. So it was in Matt's hand to finish it for us. And disappointed for Christian, but happy the way Matt came in and did a good job in that role.
What was your thinking on taking the timeout so fast?
I wanted to make sure, one, our guys were getting a little fatigued, and also if they were to get a score. I wanted us to have a chance to go back and respond. I didn't want them to be able to, you know, run the clock out and us not have a chance on offense. And fortunately for us, because our guys were gassed, they got their breath and made some big stops at the end.
How many guys did you dress tonight? Because you didn't dress 46, right?
No, we weren't able to dress 46. What was it, Rick? I think we had 42 guys. Yeah.
I mean, just
with the quarterbacks.
42 total?
Yeah, nine guys that were didn't dress.
Yeah, with just being so depleted.
Oh, it's hard.
How were you able to overcome that?
You have to credit our coaches and players. I mean, it's easy when you're playing, you know, with your backups at some key positions to give in on a short week and say, you know, we're just going to show up and do the best we can. But that's not the attitude they had. They were determined to win this game at home in front of our fans. And they had the mindset they were going to figure out a way to win. And Kevin Williams is a great example of that, the way he played. But there were definitely some obstacles coming into this ball game on a short week. But credit those guys. They overcame it.
That's a bit like John Carlson. If he got an opportunity in that lead role, could kind of have that impact.
It's great to see John step up and play the way he played. We needed it. I mean, Kyle is such a big part of our offense, and you lose a lot when you don't have him on the field, not only as a receiver but a blocker as well. And John filled those roles tonight, and to be the lead guy and to make the plays that he made, I mean, it'll increase our confidence in him and some of the things that we're doing when Kyle does come back. So feel good for John. Feel good for our team.
If Christian isn't ready, do you go forward with Matt?
Yeah, I would. You know, we'll talk about that when we get back. Just want to bask in the glory of this win for a little bit before we think about lineup changes and so on.
But you just said like 10 days ago that Matt really wasn't even in the mix. So where does this put Josh Freeman in that standing?
Well, when I say in the mix, I was talking about starting, Brian. That was the question, who's going to start and why is Matt not considered as a starter? Now, you notice that Matt was our number two tonight, so that's a different set of circumstances. So we'll come back and evaluate it and figure out what's best from the number one standpoint.
Les, after you called the timeouts, TV cameras showed a couple players reacting to that.
Sure.
Did you notice, and or are you concerned about that at all?
Not at all. I've learned, Jim, in my short time as a head coach, you better do it the way you believe in doing it, because you don't have a chance to do this for very long, so you don't want to have any regrets. So our players, they're thinking about what they need to think about, but I've got to think about the total picture, so no big deal.
So what was Allen trying to get across the defensive guys at halftime? Was he pretty fired up?
He was more fired up than I've ever seen him, so it was good, though. We needed it because we needed a kick in the pants. We were not, you know, doing the things we had talked about in this short week, how we felt like we needed to defend some of the things they were doing. And our guys responded, so that was good to see.
You see, Kevin, he was one of those guys that had some of those comments after last week's game. He steps up for it. Do you think he kind of took it upon himself to kind of get that push?
You know, Kevin plays hard every week. So, you know, I'm glad that things worked out for him and what it benefited, how it benefited our team. But I don't think what happened last week with him personally and his comments dictated what happened tonight. He plays hard, and he wanted to win and play as well as he did for our football team and not to, you know, try to make up for last week, I don't think. He's not that type of person.
It's been a while in this building since you were able to force a punt.
Yes.
How big was that first one that you got?
I was going, hooray, hooray, hooray. So,
did your defense just kind of say, all right, now let's get another one? Because you did.
And we got another one, and we got another one. So we're going to do this the second half of the season. We're going to make people punt the second half of the season. So that's the goal. So. All right, thank you, guys.